Oh, that must be Kim. Did your phone even ring? How does Kim even call? And why does she call so late?
Hello? Hello?
Kim, you there?
Yes, of course. Who else? I'm in Mitre Square. It's smaller than I imagined. I don't know what I expected, though. It's starting to become a bit blurry, the present and the past. It's quiet now. Too quiet. This is where Catherine Eddowes was found at approximately 1:45. Catherine Eddowes, also known as Kate Kelly, born April 14, 1842. She was 5 feet tall, had hazel eyes and dark auburn hair. She was intelligent, educated. She sold books and wrote ballads once. Her friends called her sharp but quick-tempered. She had Bright's disease. Her kidneys were already failing. She carried pawn tickets under false names. Oh, and she left Bishopsgate's police station at 1 a.m. By 1:45, she was here.
Hey, do you still realize that she was human? You're describing her as a product.
Of course I do. It's not about her. It's about him. We need to find him. I know she was human. Believe me, I know. Let's continue.
Okay. You mentioned a 30 to 45 minute gap.
Yes, it takes less than 10 minutes to walk here. There's a missing half hour. Three men, Joseph Lavendi? How do you pronounce that? Joseph L, it is. Oh, yes. Joseph L, Joseph Levy, and Harry Harris saw her at 1:35 a.m. at the corner of Duke Street and Church Passage. She stood facing a man. Her hand was resting on his chest. She was not resisting. He was described as about 30 years old. He was medium built, had a fair complexion. They mentioned a mustache, a pepper and salt jacket, a gray peaked cap, and a red neckerchief. He looked like a sailor. That's the official version.
And the body?
Obviously, her throat was cut first. Her death was immediate. Face mutilated extensively. I will spare you the details. Her left kidney and the part of her uterus were removed carefully. There was no sign of struggle. Very little blood around the lower body. Dr. Brown stated the killer had knowledge of organ placement, said removal required anatomical understanding. I have heard that word so many times by now. Anatomical. It's not a pretty word, is it? Sorry, yes. He estimated it took at least 5 minutes, in darkness, in an open square, without interruption.
The amount of detail Kim remembers. She is getting too deep into it. No struggle and no screaming?
I just mentioned that. The throat was cut so deeply that she couldn't have cried out, and no defensive wounds except a small bruise on the back of her left hand. Almost insignificant.
This square is cursed, I tell you that.
Superstition. It's just crime. The police say it was done quick.
Too quick. Must be supernatural.
All of that is official. The statements and medical reports, the timelines, but those are controlled. I want to hear what people believed happened here, not what was recorded. As always, I will give you two options. We can go to the Princess Alice pub. It's just beyond the square. Men drink there. They talk freely. Rumor grows in alcohol. Or we could go to a tea room. It's quieter. Women talk there. They might know even more, but making them talk will be hard. So, what will it be?
You need to inform Mr. Sturgis. He knows Kim more. She must stay sane. The last time she almost got caught. I must make sure she remembers that women are in danger where she is.
I have hacked your phone. You are in contact with her. How is she?
Not great. She's rambling. I think she forgets she's in 1888 and not in a study book. What should I do?
Whatever sucked her into 1888 is trying to suck her in deeper. Make sure she doesn't shut you out. You are her grasp to reality. Keep on helping her and try to refrain her from putting herself in danger.